Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Good morning, pet keepers. Welcome to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I'm Holly Shea, sitting in for Lee Cohen. And my co-host is Rick Prutz. How you doing, Rick?
Hey. Hi, Holly. Nice to see you at that seat.
Thanks. It's good to be here. This week, what are we talking about?
That's going to be pond and water gardens. Koi ponds, things like that. You know, water elements.
Water elements. I can't wait. This is going to be a great show. We've got some exciting guests. We have with us today, we've got Jade Prutz of Prutz Outdoors, Water Gardens, Water Garden Maintenance, and Landscaping out of Lansing. We've got Dan Burke of Laguna Pond and Water Garden Systems, and Mike Masternak. He's the treasurer of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club. What a fantastic organization. I can't wait to hear what these guys have to say.
Right, right. And, you know, what we might want to think a little bit about is water. Water, this is what it's all about. You know, we listen to the news on a regular basis, and lately it's been kind of a bad story about water because you don't want to be near it if there's a large tsunami coming your way.
No.
But the reality is that there isn't a place you can go on vacation, move to a new neighborhood, where water doesn't come into your mind. You know, if you think about taking a vacation, let's go to Niagara Falls. You know, what if you are going over to Africa, you want to see the giant waterfalls there. If you move into Lansing, you might want to be near Lake Lansing. What's your property value when you're near the lake, you know?
I agree. If you're going to a place that has water, where it's water-centric, whether it's the beach or freshwater or saltwater, you're thinking about water. And if you're going to a desert, everybody's got water on their mind. So
I want some.
There's water everywhere.
Yeah, but now when you look at someone's backyard and they have a water garden feature, now all of a sudden it changes. It's a whole different flavor to that environment. I have one in my front yard.
Really?
And I sit right next to the funeral parlor, okay? So that's my house. But what's kind of cool about it is that people line up car after car after car to try to come into the funeral and then reset their clock and kind of have a different positive outlook on things just by having my waterfall in the front yard and kind of just get a slightly more positive view of the whole process of life.
Sure, you know? It's serene and they can get their thoughts together. I know that I get reflective around a nice, beautiful trickling pond. And
we also have like frogs that come and the noises are amazing. It's as if I'm right there in the middle of Williamston, you know, and I have a chorus of frogs and it's just beautiful. It's like I grew up out in the country, and just because I have that little water element in my front yard, I get to hear all of nature. Birds, everything kind of gets attracted to it.
Right. I understand. And I agree with you. I think it's just nature symphony. It's almost like you're hearing them making their evening plans with each other.
Yep. And they don't even have to go to work in the morning. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that sounds like a great show. And let's get this party started on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
I have a little red rooster.